This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now that's an intro. That is an intro. Welcome back, everyone. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, and joining us in studio, it's our first Jollyverse Giglio in person, is Paul Jollyverse. Jolly, how you doing?
Good, guys. How are you?
Awesome.
We're good. How are you ready for debate? Are you enjoying debate week so far?
Love debate week. Here tomorrow at 3 o'clock for Daryl Morey. Today, Andrew Painter.
That's right.
Debate week rages on. Haven't seen my boy Hugh in a long time.
Yeah,
terrific,
it's been a minute
to do. Yep.
And now Hugh gets to be in the room.
Yeah,
for debate
I mean
day.
For this greatness.
Yeah,
I'm
making
it to be here.
Well, we'll find out. We'll see where it goes. All right, let's get to it. So we're going to do this kind of debate style, where I'll present an idea, and then Jolly, you get to have your thought on the whole thing.
Yep.
And then we'll rebuttal and we'll go back and forth here. So, all right, obviously the Phillies are in a bind right now with their bullpen, and their pitching staff is unique because they have a lot of starting pitchers and they have a bullpen that is shaky, especially after the Jose Alvarado suspension. So, Jolly, I brought this up about, I don't know, 3 weeks, a month ago, and I feel even stronger about it now after the Jose Alvarado suspension. I believe the Phillies should prepare Andrew Painter to be a reliever down the stretch of the season instead of continuing to build him up as a starting pitcher for this year. I don't view the Phillies as a team that needs a fourth or fifth starter to win the World Series. They have enough starting pitching to win the World Series. What they don't have is a bullpen to win the World Series. And if you look back, baseball's changed. I mean, it's not what it used to be. In the last 10 years, the fourth starter on a World Series team, like the guy who got the fourth most starts in the postseason, averaged 2.2 starts the entire month of October. Basically, we are preparing Andrew Painter to get maybe two starts in October. That's what this whole thing is about. If they continue on the path of a starter, he's going to get maybe two starts. Teams don't use starters with days off in the postseason. They use three. And I don't believe Andrew Painter is going to jump Zach Wheeler, Jesus Luzardo, or Christopher Sanchez at this stage of his career. So he's going to be a fourth starter at best. I think they'd get more out of him in August, September in the major leagues as a relief pitcher and into the postseason, where with his arm built up the way it is, he could probably take down two innings at a time and help the Phillies win the World Series. I believe he should be in the bullpen down the stretch of the season. You save the innings, which we know he's probably on an innings cap anyway, and you get a better use out of him. I'm not thinking so much about how many innings we're going to throw next year. I'm trying to win the World Series this year. And, Paul, the best way, in my mind, for the Phillies to win the World Series this season is Andrew Painter coming out of the bullpen in September and in October, a la David Price, a la Adam Wainwright, and many others that have done this over the years. I want Painter coming out of the bullpen in the biggest games to try to win the World Series.
No, not me. Andrew Painter, in my opinion, Joe, is the biggest prospect in the history of this team. The biggest pitching prospect in the minor leagues. You recoil at that. Forget what Cole Hamels did in the major leagues. Don't look behind. Look ahead. Andrew Painter, at this point, is the highest regarded Philly prospect ever. period. Number one.
Well,
he also had Tommy John surgery, which is much more important. That the other is just a factoid, but the Tommy John surgery, you don't want to alter the rhythm of a guy in Andrew Painter. You got a guy who could be great, who had Tommy John surgery, you're babying him. Now you're talking about warming him up on certain nights, going back-to-back nights, changing the whole rhythm.
Back-to-back.
Yeah, I mean, it's silly. It's ridiculous. You don't need a reliever in the regular season. You can make him a reliever in the postseason if you want to. If he's going to be that fourth starter, first of all, I think he could climb ahead of Luzardo, but whatever. We'll see about that. He's got to earn that. But in the postseason, look what the Dodgers did with Walker Buehler last year. Anybody can be made a reliever in the postseason, but you can't change the rhythm. You got plenty of guys out there you can get. There's no reason to panic. Mariano Rivera, in my opinion, the most valuable player in the history of baseball for one team over a 10-year span, was valuable because of the postseason, not because of the regular season. They're going to get there from the regular season with what they got. Alvarado makes it worse. I think Alvarado is much worse from a personal perspective than a team perspective. You never panic, ever, ever. David Robertson's out there. Flanagan, Mason Miller, you're not going to get him, but there's plenty of ways to go. But you don't change the rhythm of a kid this big. You got Mick Abel now who came up. You want to turn him into a reliever? Fine. Want to do that? But until there's a problem, don't worry about a solution. And don't worry about a solution that impinges the biggest guy, the biggest piece you got. We've treated him like a baby, and now you're going to go changing the rhythm all over the place? Can't do it, no way.
Well, you can do it. I mean, there's no, you can't do anything. Also, I don't agree he's the biggest prospect in the history of the franchise.
Who's bigger?
Well, Dominic Brown was the best prospect in baseball.
No way.
He was.
No way.
He was rated the number one prospect in baseball. Was he not?
This kid's much bigger prospect than Dominic Brown.
But that's your opinion. But in terms of rankings, he's not even the number one prospect in baseball.
Talk to some scouts. Okay. Much bigger.
Was David Price the best prospect in baseball? Yes, he was. David Price,
so
in 2008, David Price had never thrown a pitch in the minor leagues other than being a starter.
Neither is Andrew Painter.
They called him up in September, and they put him in their bullpen and helped them get to the World Series. And then David Price went on to win a Cy Young and to finish twice second two other times. He pitched for a million innings in the major leagues.
Like, how many Tommy John surgeries did David Price had?
Okay, I don't know. Well, he didn't have
zero.
One then. Okay. We're 2 years removed from his Tommy John. This idea that we are babying a pitcher that's 2 years. Now, if this was a year ago, Jolly, I'd be with you. Then you're messing up his rhythm. He had Tommy John surgery in July of 2023. You call him the best prospect. This is the most babied prospect I've ever seen.
I agree.
He hasn't pitched. He's pitched like 20 innings in 2 years.
I agree. So why are you going to break that now? You've handled him with such kid gloves.
Because I'm trying to win the World Series.
I agree.
Do you want to win the World Series?
All that matters is winning the World
Series. Well, then where does he help you more?
You'll find out at the time of the playoffs.
No,
not now.
I know.
What are you worried now about it for?
Because, for number one,
ridiculous.
Number one, they have to get to the playoffs. This fait accompli that they're in the playoffs is totally untrue. The NL is as strong as I've ever seen it. They might need to win 93 games just to make the playoffs. This bullpen is one of the worst in baseball.
No, it's not one of the worst in baseball.
It's not?
It's bad. No, that's an overreaction. Typical Philly overreaction.
They came into yesterday, 23rd in ERA. That was with Alvarado. You take Alvarado out of this bullpen, what is it?
Who's overrated by a mile,
and
by
he's
the way.
Well, he's the best one they had in the 23rd ranked bullpen in baseball.
Romano, when he's good, is
sure.
Very good. If Romano goes south, then you got a problem. But that's what Nebraska's here for.
Ohtani and Betts and Freeman are coming up, and you want Jordan Romano on the mound in October? I mean, come on. Jordan Romano?
I don't know what I want yet. Romano was pretty good with
Toronto. I want dominant arms. You're right. Baseball's changed. Dominant arms is what you need in October. This kid has a dominant arm. The idea that he's going to get hurt is so, like, why are we so afraid he's going to get hurt to pitch an inning or two in October?
It's not about an inning or two in October. It's about the constant warming up, the back-to-back nights.
Well, no,
why are you going to damage this guy? Why are you going to say?
Damage him. He's 2 years. C.J. Wilson had Tommy John surgery. He was a pitcher for the Rangers, then the Angels. Tommy John surgery, came back as a reliever, then pitched four 200-inning seasons. This idea that he can't do this, or it's...
I didn't say he can't do this. I say you don't tempt fate.
Tempt fate?
And you're tempting fate for no reason. You don't need this.
You don't...
Why is Andrew Painter needed by this team?
Have you seen their
other options?
What are the options?
Mick Abel.
Mick
Abel.
Kyle
Flanagan.
Mick Abel's
David
pitched
Robertson.
One game. David Robertson?
David Robertson pitched pretty well
He's
last year.
He's 40 years old and unemployed.
But until you fail, Joe, you try other things. Andrew Painter's an
absolute
last resort.
40 and unemployed.
Last resort.
Okay, so let's play it out your
way. Even then, I'd be... edgy, but I would use him. I want to win World Series at all costs. Nothing matters to me except winning World Series.
It doesn't sound like that.
Nothing. No, but I don't know Andrew Painter's going to do that. You act like this guy's your golden ticket. Put him in, win. Might as well have the parade now, right?
Well, if he's that, you call him the best prospect they've ever had.
That doesn't mean he's going to be the best pitcher ever. That means he's got the most potential.
Absolutely,
potential
sure.
Potential is what you haven't done yet. What you haven't done yet, you have to do in the way you do it, and changing that rhythm would be ridiculous.
Just to make sure we're on the same page. The reason you're not doing it is you're afraid he's going to get hurt.
No, that's not the reason.
Give me the biggest reason.
Because you're going to change the rhythm of a guy who's been in a
particular... He's a baseball player.
Joe, give me a chance to talk.
Oh, my God, this rhythm.
You could say that. You're going to warm up back-to-back nights?
Well, no,
you're going to pitch him back-to-back nights? You're going to get up and warm up?
You don't have to do that.
You're going to walk in your savior?
Why not?
All of a sudden, this guy's going to be a savior on a World Series team?
Francisco Rodriguez, 2002. David Price, 2008. We've seen this over and over again. Big arms help you win the World Series.
I don't recall Tampa winning. And I don't recall David Price having Tommy John either.
Hold on. We can't talk around here like getting to the World Series is easy. I mean, the Phillies 2 years in a row.
It doesn't matter, though. Winning the World Series is all that matters.
Yes, and if the Phillies put Andrew Painter in the bullpen, they'd have a better chance to win. They don't. If I say to you right now, Paul, what do they need to get to the World Series? A fourth starter or a bullpen arm? Not a soul listening.
Why are we worried about this in May? It's ridiculous.
Because they don't. You have to.
If you go to the playoffs, a guy who's stretched out to be a starter can always dial back and be a reliever, a la David Price, a la Walker Buehler.
So wait,
a lot of people. So, why do you do it now? It's absurd.
So you think it'd be healthier for his arm to just spring it on him in October rather than prepare him?
Absolutely.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's not ridiculous.
Give me an example.
Ask a major league pitching coach.
Give me
about
an
that.
Example of any young pitcher who's ever been asked to do it on the spot in October.
Well, nobody, because you don't do that.
Because you prepare.
Stupid
them.
To do it, period.
So this Cardinals who won a World Series with Adam Wainwright. Adam Wainwright was a top 20 prospect in baseball, and they said, we have a hole in our bullpen, and he closed out the World Series.
Do you realize
Hold on. David Price was the number 5 prospect in baseball.
Good.
We live in a bubble here. I know you don't, but we do. Andrew Painter is no better of a prospect than David Price.
Yes, he was.
No, he's not.
Yes, he was.
David Price was the number 1 pick in the draft. David Price is one of the greatest pitching prospects ever and lived up to it. If Andrew Painter is David Price, the Phillies will do jumping jacks. And the Rays put David Price in the bullpen after never doing it in September.
Made a mistake. Great. That doesn't mean everybody else who has this decision. Yeah.
How is it a mistake?
They didn't win.
So they didn't
win. He's a starter. Maybe they win. I don't know. Maybe they win. I have no idea. But they didn't win. We're under the...
They don't get to the World Series unless he's in the bullpen.
We're under the misguided philosophy, Joe, that getting somewhere matters. It doesn't matter. Winning is all that matters. If you do something and it doesn't work, even if you lose on a walk-off, game 7, whatever,
right.
You lost. So you win or you lose. Cold, hard fact.
What do you think gives them the better chance? Take Andrew Painter out of the mix. If I tell you the Phillies can add to the team between now and the end of the season, a guy who slots in as their fourth starter... Or a bullpen.
Your assumption is he slots in as a fourth starter.
Do you believe right now, in October, he will get more starts than their top 3 guys if everyone's healthy?
I think it's worth trying him in July when he comes up and seeing what he.
You know that's not true.
You just say everything he says. Well, that's not true.
Why? If everyone's healthy, he's going to slide in ahead and get over Zach Wheeler, Christopher Sanchez, and Lizardo?
He could slide over everybody with Zach Wheeler.
Oh, come on.
Anybody.
And he's going to have enough innings. He's pitching 5 innings.
I want to try it. I want to find out.
So what are you doing? Because he's going to run out of innings as a starter.
Well, let me ask you a question. Why is Andrew Painter a better solution than Mick Abel? And I'm not talking about Mick Abel Sunday. I never liked Mick Abel. But he's not walking people. He's throwing strikes.
Yeah.
Kid throws 98 miles an hour. You're not in a pressure situation.
Look at their careers, Jolly. I mean, one guy's been good for 7 weeks.
I don't care.
Okay.
But you're in a situation where you're panicking where there's no reason to.
Why am I panicking?
I'm just using your top prospect in the bullpen for no reason.
I'm using an asset to help me win the World Series. Why is everyone afraid of this?
Why do you think Andrew Painter's going to succeed as a closer? You're telling me about all this. All of a sudden, you're assuming Andrew Painter's going to be Mariano Jr.?
Well, the history of baseball is guys' stuff plays up in the bullpen. I mean, it's been like that for 100 years.
Do you realize one thing? Do you realize that every reliever in the history of baseball
is a failed starter.
Is a failed starter, so except for Houston Street of the Colorado Rockies.
So their stuff plays up in the bullpen.
Well, it depends. Maybe they have one pitch. Maybe they're missing something. Maybe it's a mentality thing. Mm. But you want starting pitching is where it's at. It always will be. That's what wins championships. Bullpen is very important. But you don't go to this level and put this kind of prospect when you have other solutions and it's May and you got a good team.
I'm just not sure I'm not sure what is the downside besides a fear if he gets hurt. The downside,
that's a huge downside.
He's 2 years off of Tommy John surgery. His arm is fine. Like the idea.
You're sure of that? You're now an arm surgeon.
Well, the Phillies are rolling him out there every 5th day. He's not healthy.
They want to stay healthy.
Yeah, right. The idea that he's going to get hurt doing this is just fear. There's nothing more than this than fear. My perspective is this. I believe he'd help them more in October, taking down 3 innings at a pop, 2 innings at a pop, in multiple games in a series, rather than one start a series, and maybe he goes 4 innings.
So why put Zach Wheeler in the bullpen? Why not?
Zach Wheeler goes 7 or 8 innings.
Maybe Andrew Painter will too. Who knows? You give him a chance to starter, stretch him out and see what you got.
Yeah.
You stretch him out in July, August, and then, Joe, if you see that He's a guy that has trouble going distance. Then you can put him back in the bullpen.
I hope everyone's going to be happy when he pitches one or two postseason games, goes four or five innings, and we have to watch Jordan Romano and some slop Dombrowski trades for in July try to close out the Dodgers, because that's what we're headed towards.
So you're assuming he's trading for slop.
Have you seen his deadlines here? He's traded for slop every deadline.
That doesn't mean he will this time.
Okay. Well, then you have to overpay.
Then you overpay.
Oh, okay.
The fact that people don't want to overpay is the most ridiculous thing. When you want something in life, Joe, you overpay, period. You don't say, I'm going to give you this for that.
This guy doesn't overpay.
Hugh wouldn't overpay, but you overpay in life. Overpay, you get what you want.
Okay.
When you see Ballmer and you want the Clippers.
All right, Jolly.
It's just ridiculous. So you don't risk a guy like this.
So you're afraid. Just say, I'm afraid he's going to get hurt. But you have no other reason.
I have plenty of other reasons. You just don't do it.
That's logic. You just don't do it.
It is logic. No. Because you have a starting pitcher, far more important than relievers, and you have plenty of other options.
Again, other teams have done it, but Jolly won't do it. Again,
it's a hot take. It's simply a hot take.
It's a hot take to move a young. That's how I know a debate's over. When Jolly says it's a hot take to move.
It's a hot take. You do hot takes all the time. This is another one.
It's a hot take to move a young starter with an innings cap to the bullpen to start his major league career. That's a hot take?
Yep.
So that
this one.
When the Cardinals did it with Rain.
I don't care about the Cardinals.
All right.
I'm not the Cardinals. I'm not Tampa Bay.
When other teams.
I'm the Phillies of 2025.
When other teams do something, that's okay. When we want to do it, we can't do it. Oh my goodness.
You know what it reminds me of?
No, it's timeout.
You're making a mistake.
Timeout, Jolly. You know what it reminds me of? We are afraid. We have fear in this city of doing something unorthodox. Hold on a sec. Hold on. It reminds me of last year. I'm not sure if you said this, but other people were upset. Oh my goodness, the idea of moving Trey Turner to the outfield. Oh my God. Meanwhile, Mookie Betts changes positions every other week for
Mookie
the Dodgers.
Mookie Betts is 20 times more talented than Trey Turner.
Trey Turner is just as athletic as anyone
no
in baseball.
Way.
He could
not as an outfielder. I've seen them both play. Mookie Betts can play anywhere.
The point is
very few people
the
can
point
do
is, Jolly, other teams can think outside the box and win championships. We gotta stay in our box, though. We've got 8 starting pitchers.
See,
we have no one in the bullpen.
Like saying other teams, that's just a silly thing to say.
Well,
hold on. I'm going to let you guys each go a minute. Closing statements. We got to wrap this up.
Kyle has lost control.
Once we invited Jolly in, this was going to happen.
Joe, when you look at a situation, you look at what this team can do this time. You think about what the Phillies of 2025.
Yeah, I'm watching.
You can't worry about what the Cardinals of 2008.
No, but you can look at how champions are built.
Yeah, Tampa Bay didn't win last time I checked.
They won the American League Championship.
I don't care. They didn't win the World Series. You think the American League Championship that's not winning.
So when the Cardinals won, that was just by accident because they won?
They won. They won not just because of Adam Wainwright. They had a guy named Albert Pujols, too.
You said it yourself. Marian Rivera might be the most valuable postseason player of all time.
He is, but he was an
because he pitched
leader,
out of the bullpen.
And he's the greatest reliever ever. And you're assuming that Andrew Painter is just going to be a snap, lockdown closer.
What was Mariano Rivera first? Say it.
Everybody was a starter.
Right, he was a starter who failed.
But he was made a reliever because he had one pitch. Andrew Painter is being made a reliever.
No. There's no making. It's using him there. He's a starter next year. I'm not changing him forever. Just this season.
So the arm problem, it's ridiculous.
Oh, my God,
absolutely
with the arm problem.
I
never thought there'd be a day where Jolly was this scared of someone getting hurt. This is remarkable. I mean, he's going to get He's
you
2 years post.
You love putting words in people's mouth, don't
2
you?
2 years post Tommy John, and I'm worried he's going to get hurt. 2 years.
Whether you are or not, they are, and then there's no reason to take this risk. Life is about risk and reward. The reward is not that great. You have other options.
The reward
plenty
is not that great.
Options.
The reward is a World Series.
You're assuming they won a World Series because they put him there. It's
and
insane.
You're assuming he could get hurt.
Yes, I am.
He could get hurt starting.
Yes, he could.
All right, then that's it then. And we are done.
Oh, my God.
I think that's an appropriate place to wrap it up.
Yeah, I think that's it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well fought.
Oh, wow.
Insane.
Well, it's not insane. I mean, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Look, we'll put it up to a vote.
Yeah.
See where the people come down on it. I think it was a good job by both of you guys.
Jolly,
good job.
I enjoyed that.
Always enjoy it, guys. Always enjoy it. I enjoyed Hugh's reaction. Jolly. Hugh's sitting in between us, his head bobbing back and forth.
I mean, like, he literally is in between us.
Yeah. No, I'm listening, and you both made some really, it was the verbal jabbing that was going on. It was really good, man.
You couldn't get past the back-to-back stuff and couldn't help himself.
Well, whenever we bring up back-to-backs.
But no,
Hugh's not mature enough for this thing.
Then the fact that Kyle, you know, Kyle's a little bit of a control freak. He lost complete control of this. Did not rein anybody.
No. Look, I wanted this to get a little out of control, which it did. But
Kyle
that was
control.
You know.
Well, I think what we realize here is typically when Kyle like tries to guide me, like, "Hey, we got to do this." That I'm pretty.
Yeah, well, you're blowing through stop signs.
Yeah, I listen most of the time.
Guys, no, neither one of you
this
guys.
This time
listen,
I just said, "Nah."
Kyle lost control.
I'm not listening.
And I just kind of said,
"You're putting this on me."
Yeah, because you're the guy.
You know,
with
you're
the
in there. You can help.
You're the button pusher.
You can help me.
What's you gonna do?
What am I gonna do? These two spirited individuals.
All right, Jolly, what's next? Are you back tomorrow for debate day?
Tomorrow to talk about the worst general manager in the history of Philadelphia.
I'm with you on that.
Strong. Not the dumbest, the worst.
The worst.
Murray.
Well, listen.
Yeah, with Spike.
I mean, I'm going to let you guys have it, but yeah. I don't like Daryl Morey.
You have
either.
Thoughts on this? Well, you know, Joe is defending Daryl a couple days.
Well, the worst is strong. I mean, the worst is strong.
Why'd you have to do this?
Because of expectations. Expectations are longest more than the
I am
language.
An instigator. You heard him, Jolly. What you say to him? Say it again.
The longest word in the English language is expectations. Mm. Daryl Morey came in with expectations and totally ruined a team.
I don't like Daryl Morey. I mean, I'm more on your side.
But why was defending him the other day?
Well, because you made him out to be the dumbest guy in the history of the world.
I didn't say he was dumb. But do you have faith in what he's going to do with this team?
I think he can hit this pick if he keeps the pick.
Mm. If Daryl Morey was hired to make water run down Niagara Falls, I wouldn't go to Buffalo anymore.
Mm. Yeah, I think you're being a little heavy-handed, but I'm excited to hear it. Use that tomorrow. That's good. That's a good line.
Joe don't want no more. He's trying to get out of this.
Yeah, well, no, I don't want to steal the thunder. That's their debate tomorrow, right? That's you. Jolly and I did our thing.
Well, we've had four of these. What's number five? We'll think of something.
It's got to come organic, right? It usually does.
I text Kyle all the time. Kyle will tell you during the midday show. I listen all the time. I text him if there's ideas, something I like,
We know.
I take note of Jolly's takes.
Yeah,
so
we can feel
it.
Like, when you and I are on total opposite sides, that's when we kind of set these up.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, Jolly, I enjoy it. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Jolly.
It was more fun in person.
It's always fun. And sports talk is about opinions. There's no science sports talk. What's the atomic number of carbon? Thanks for being with us. Everybody's got an opinion, and we talk about it, and we'll see where the dice roll.
Well, that's it. All right. Paul Jolovitz in studio for debate days here on WIP. All right. 215-592-9494. This hour on 94 WIP is fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane. We'll do a tree card 94 only at Sunoco as we await the vote on the tush push. I think it's gone. Hugh thinks it's gone. Kyle is holding out hope. You can also vote on who won, me or Jolly, as we debate on the Andrew Painter thing. Paula is up in the Northeast. Hey, Paula.
Hey there.
Paula, what's up?
Hey, Paula.
Okay, now I am hoping that the Eagles are as lucky as I am today because not only am I a first-time caller, I'm first-time caller and got through.
Wow.
Yay.
You know what? That's a pretty good day.
It's Kyle's fault.
Yeah.
That is. So now I'm hoping the Eagles are as lucky as I am. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I don't think they are. I don't think the tush push is going through. We all know we've turned into, I'm sorry, I'm going to be put that wet blanket over what just happened with this debate, but whenever somebody is successful, there's always a person who's ready to punch them in the throat. And I think that's what's going to be happening now. I don't think it's going to go through. And I think it's because of the success that the Tush Push had. Now, you know, and that's why I think that we're going to be done with it.
I agree. I think there's a lot of jealousy out there, Paula. And I think the bottom line is the commissioner wants it out of the league. And if the commissioner wants it out, we're screwed, even if we don't think it's fair.
Yeah, we could have a society that loves it, but it does not matter. The commissioner says nope, and that's the end of it.
Well, exactly, because he'll just sway people to vote his way. All right, Paula, what is your guess for Hughes Clues as we have to give away this $100 gift card here?
All right, I'm going to go all out and say Aldi's.
Aldi?
That's a good guess.
Have you been there, Hugh?
Been to Aldi's?
Yeah.
Yes.
But is that the answer?
No.
Oh, Paula, we appreciate it. Not it. Were you overwhelmed in Aldi?
Nah, it was more underwhelmed.
Underwhelmed.
Well, it's like Aldi's is a grocery store, and they have a bunch of different stuff, but it was like, ain't a whole lot in there.
Not your cup of tea. It's okay.
Yeah, it's
no big deal. All right.
215-592-9494.
Our third clue, is that we got coming up here? A third clue for Hughes Clues. The people obviously need it today. Your phone calls as well. We are going to hear from Nick Sirianni, set to speak around 12:45. We'll carry that as Sirianni speaks for the first time after his new contract extension. Plus, a Philly signing, a potential signing. Actually, the name was thrown out there by Jolly. This might be a real thing.
They did just sign someone, too.
Was it the guy Jolly mentioned?
It was not.
Ooh, all right. We'll tell you who that is. Coming up, Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.